And a logical conclusion is that we retain vehicle licensing services for the public and the motor trade in Northern Ireland, and also retain the 300 jobs that are part of delivering that service, particularly the well over 300 jobs in the Northwest, because to lose those jobs at a time when the Deputy Minister, First Minister and the First Minister are trying to get inward investment, which is flying in the face of any attempt to get economic growth, it would be devastating for the Northwest area.
Now, we know there's been a consultation, a sometimes controversial one. Have we any indication as to what the outcome of that has been?
No, I mean, the consultation is still being considered by the Minister. As far as we're aware, he may well consider it into the new year. And yes, we did unfortunately have to highlight the fact that there was some inherent bias mentioned within the consultation document. Our fear is that there is a bias towards public sector jobs in Northern Ireland, and we're going to point out to the Minister that people in the North West along the North Coast are just not going to accept the loss of a further 300 jobs at the stroke of a pen.
You're handing over a very sizeable petition to the Minister. Do you hope that that will help to bolster whatever the consultation may say in terms of strengthening the position of Coleraine?
I think it will help. Our petition is now well over 27,000. Which is a very significant number, and higher than many other well-known petitions that have been collected. And I think it is an indication of the level of support we have from right across the community. And we've worked closely with the local Chamber of Commerce in trying to get support from the business community as well. This is a case where everyone in Coleraine is in this together. If we lose those jobs, everyone in the Northwest will suffer. Whereas if we hold on to them, then it will be in the long-term benefit of people in the Northwest.